You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, a sinner wouldn't pray, "Lord, save me if it be thy will," would they? You certainly would never get saved praying like that. That's a sin. That's the reason those folks don't get healed, praying, "Lord, heal me if it be thy will." That kind of prayer for a sinner to pray, "Lord, save me if it's your will," would be ridiculous. Because God's word has already declared.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And like I tell sometime, the only preacher I could get to come to see me, I wanted to talk to him. I began to get a hold of some scripture in the Bible. You know, want to find out if it's really true. I'm so glad, bless God, you don't have to ask some preacher whether the Bible's true or not. You can accept it for yourself and act upon it. But he came and I didn't get to ask him because, you know, my tongue and throat was partially paralyzed. And then when you get excited, well, then you sure enough, you can't say anything except make sounds. And he just took my hand. I didn't have to ask him anyway. I got my answer. If he had known anything, he'd have told me. He just took my hand and patted it, looked down into my pitiful face, and said, "Just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over." Dear Lord, if that's all you can do, well, just stay out of the sick room. Amen. 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 Well, you see, that left you then with the same thought in mind, you know. Well, there's nothing you can do. You know, God and his great mystical maneuvers. You know, God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. I'd just soon hear a donkey bray at midnight in a tin barn. You know, I get really worked up about these things. It almost cost me my life. That's the reason, you know. I just can't get on this subject without really getting riled up. And I'm sort of like Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans. I don't know whether it's my righteous indignation that gets stirred up or whether I just plain get mad about it. But I think either one of them in this case is all right. Because it just almost cost me my life. And a premature death. No, I thank God that I found out that there's a vast difference in permission and commission. And I found out that God's may have permitted things because of sin and people's wrongdoing. And Adam's sin in the beginning, we all fell heir to it. But thank God he's commissioned Jesus Christ to come and not only take our sins, but bear our sicknesses and infirmities. Amen. That we might be free. And I believe it. Praise God. Well, let's go from roadblock number one. That was my big roadblock, my own healing. I had to get by it. Thank God I did. How'd you get around it? Just the way I told you just now with the Word of God. And I hadn't much more gotten around that roadblock on the road to healing until I ran into another one. Amen. Well, you say, what was it? Well, it might not be God's will to heal me. Amen. Some people pray for healing. They think they should pray, "Lord, heal me if it be thy will." Now that prayer is unnecessary. Amen. For God has plainly told us in his word, it is his will to heal. I believe it's God's will. Amen. I said, I believe it's God's will. Amen. Now people who criticize us, you know, and I'm not a fighter. I'm not going to fight my brother. Even if I think he's wrong, I'm not going to fight him. If I could help him, I would, but I'm not going to. It's wrong to fight fellow Christians.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, one thing that people say, because I know I hear them say it, and then they know I can read. And they say, we folks, you know, who preach healing, as we preach it, we forget about the will of God. No, that's the reason I preach it. Because it is God's will. Now, everybody may not attain unto it, but that don't mean it wasn't God's will.
Amen.
It is God's will. Amen. Say it out loud. Healing,
healing
is God's will.
My healing
is God's will.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now a sinner wouldn't pray, Lord, save me if it be thy will, would they? He certainly wouldn't ever get saved praying like that. That's a sense. That's the reason those folks don't get healed, praying, Lord, heal me if it be thy will. That kind of prayer for a sinner to pray, Lord, save me if it's your will, would be ridiculous. Because God's word has already declared. Notice 2 Peter 3:9. God's word has already declared that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. God's word also states in Revelation 22:17, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Therefore, the sinner doesn't have to pray, if it be thy will. It is just as ridiculous for a child of God to pray, Lord, heal me if it be thy will. God's word plainly tells us that Jesus has already paid the price for our healing. Now turn to Matthew 8:17. Many of you know it, but turn there anyway. Look at it again. Amen. Just look at it. I tell folks all the time, you know, I know exactly what a T-bone steak looks like. I know what it tastes like, but I don't turn one down. Amen. Well, I know what Matthew 8:17 says. I know what it looks like. But let's just go back there and chew on it some more. What do you say?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just go back and eat on it some more. Hallelujah. Eat his word. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:17. Himself, that it might be fulfilled, that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, that's what Jesus, took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Now, just because I read that doesn't mean it's going to work for me. See, I think a lot of times people think that things are just going to work automatically. Yeah, I don't know why they would. They know as a sinner, just because the Bible said that him who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. That wasn't just us as saved. He's made to be sin for every sinner and everybody that's lost. He bare our sins. The sins of the whole world were laid upon him. Not just yours and mine. Not just you and I who are saved. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
But why don't salvation, if he bore everybody's sins, why don't the results of that just automatically fall on everybody? No, that's the reason God gives you his word, so you can go tell them what belongs to them. I said, so you can go tell them what belongs to them. And they can accept it. By the same token, you see, I hear Christian people, you know, and they said that to me over in the Baptist church when I first got healed and started preaching divine healing. Well, you know, now if that's so, if himself took our infirmity and by our sickness, why don't we have it? Well, why don't you believe it? You see? See, believing is having. The Bible said, he that believeth hath. See, they don't believe, so they don't have, even though it does belong to them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And so you see, we read these verses sometime like this, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, but it doesn't register on us because, you know, I said earlier that sometimes these roadblocks are because of tradition. Traditional teaching got our minds all cluttered up. I was thinking, my spirit keeps on the inside of me and my spirit keeps reminding me of something. I want you to turn with me to the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians for a minute. I want you to see something here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want you to see something here about Jesus. This chapter ends with the 21st verse by saying, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, you know that belongs to every sinner. won't do him any good unless he knows it and believes it and accepts it, but it really belongs to him. He wasn't just made sin for we Christians. Let's skip back up here. You know, we like that 17th verse greatly. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God. Another translation said, all these things. What he's talking about, these things, this new creation, old things are passing away. All things becoming new are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, I really wish, I keep saying it over and over again, but I really wish that the church as a whole would come to realize the ministry they're supposed to have. They never have gotten into it yet. They've just gotten some in the very edge of it. I want you to see what it is. What is this ministry of reconciliation that's given to all of us? Every one of us has got that ministry. Every believer. All right? To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the church unto himself. Huh? Who did he reconcile unto himself?
The world.
Now notice this. The world, not imputing their trespasses unto them. World, them. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Imputing is an accounting term. Amplified said, he's not counting up or holding against men their trespasses. Well, somebody said they'll all be saved then, won't they? No, they're sinners that need to be born again. You see, he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. There is no sin problem today. There's only the sinner problem.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can go right now to rbtc.org/ and apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, when it starts, 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.